Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Bob Thibodeau. Pastor Bob conducts personal interviews with Christian influencers from around the globe, helping Christian authors, recording artists, CEOs, entrepreneurs, nonprofit leaders, and yes, pastors and ministry leaders to get the word out about what they are doing to impact the world with the gospel. Our podcast has been rated in the top 0.5% of all podcasts in the world by ListenNotes.com, so you know your message will be heard. Now, here is your host with today's interview, Pastor Bob Thibodeau.
Hello, everyone, everywhere. Pastor Robert Thibodeau here. Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast today. We're so blessed that you're joining us. Do you have a son or maybe a grandson or a nephew that's about to turn 13? We know entering those teenage years can be a very difficult time for the boys and the families. I mean, testosterone is kicking in and they're trying to learn how to handle all those new feelings, etc. They're seeking their independence and trying to stretch their wings a little bit. And that can cause some friction if you're not prepared for it yourself. Boys at this age are beginning to transition to manhood, but they really don't know what that means. I mean, they think you're still wanting to treat them as your little boy, and they want to think of themselves as being all grown up. Wouldn't it be great if both of you could make that transition together? Our guest today, Stephen Arms, has written a great book titled Milestone to Manhood. This book details his firsthand experience his family originated to have each of the male children go through at age 13. It culminates in a rite of passage weekend to celebrate the transition to manhood for the boys. We know the Jewish boys have their bar mitzvah and all that. This can be celebrated along those same lines. Help me welcome to the program, Stephen Arms. He's going to be sharing all about this rite of passage weekend and his book, Milestone to Manhood. Stephen, thank you for taking the time out of your schedule to join us today.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
The first question I always ask is this. Other than that brief information I just shared, can you tell us in your own words, who is Stephen Arms?
Oh, great. So my name is Stephen Arms. I, first and foremost, am a husband and a father. I met my beautiful wife-to-be in 2018. I met her in 2017. We got married in 2018. And now we have three beautiful children. So our daughter is 4 years old. We have a two-year-old son and then a newborn baby girl here too.
Amen. Amen. How did this family tradition get started that we were talking about?
So the rite of passage weekend got started actually with my older brother. My dad wanted to do something special for him when he turned 13, but he didn't really know what that should look like. So he talked to his father-in-law, my maternal grandfather, and my grandfather said, well, in other cultures, they have these rite of passage weekends. So why don't we organize something that would be meaningful for a Christian boy growing up in the early 2000s? To help him be confident in his masculine identity, to help him know that in his mind, he's not a boy anymore, but his family considers him to be a man. So they came up with this rite of passage weekend. My older brother experienced one. I got one as well when I turned 13. And then all my younger male my brothers and my male cousins got them as well. And I'll add that I come from a family of all boys. I don't have any sisters, but my female cousins did get these weekends as well. The difference is for them, it wasn't the men of the family who took them away. It was the women of the family who took them away, and they were initiated into womanhood.
Amen.
But all of the grandkids got this weekend.
Amen. Amen. Including you, how many of your family members, cousins, or ever, went through this so far?
In total, there were 12 of them. And actually, what was really cool is, so I had my rite of passage weekend when I was 13, but once I was initiated into manhood in the family, I was also able to be one of those male mentors for my younger brothers and my younger cousins.
Amen.
So I also got to go on the weekends four other times as one of those older male mentors, helping initiate the boy into manhood. So in total, I got to go on five of these.
Amen. So it's not only the father and the son that go through the weekend, there's others involved as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you can't argue that dad is the most important male role model in a boy's life. You know, he's that example of what it means to be a man. But at the same time, like you were saying, around the age of 13, there's kind of this tension developing between father and son, right? The boy wants to get independence. He wants to spread his wings. So he doesn't necessarily want to listen to what dad has to say. But by getting other men involved in the weekend, it helps to break through to the boy in a way that he might actually listen. You know, one of the other guys might give him a piece of advice that dad has been saying for the last 6 months. You know, you need to clean your room every morning. You need to clean your room every morning. But just hearing it come out of the mouth of a man who's not his dad, the boy finally listens, right? The light bulb clicks. So the thinking behind getting other men involved is that it helps to break through to the boy so that he's actually going to listen. And he truly believes, you know, this isn't just my dad saying this. This is all the men that are close to me, all my male mentors that have turned around and said, you are now a man too. That's the kind of thing that a boy can't argue against.
Amen. 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 And there's two books in this series, correct? The book itself and then a workbook?
Yeah, so the book itself, Milestone to Manhood, tells a little bit about our family story, how the Rite of Passage weekend got started, and exactly what the weekend looks like, you know, what the rituals are that we go through that helps to initiate the boy into manhood. And then the workbook is basically a how-to guide for fathers to organize one of these weekends for their own sons.
Amen. Amen. So when a boy is turning 13, what's the difference in their outlook and their attitude not going through this as compared to those who do go through the weekend process?
I would say that in the absence of a rite of passage, in the absence of other men affirming a boy's masculine identity by telling him, you are now a man too, if a boy doesn't have that, he's left to prove his manhood to himself. And what that might look like is it could be the sexual conquest of women. You know, you hear guys say things like, she made a man out of me, right? Or it could be violence. You know, when boys are fighting each other, they're basically trying to prove who's the bigger man, who's the stronger man. If I can physically dominate another man, then I must be a better man than him. Or I would say these days, another way that boys try to prove their manhood to themselves is through video game addictions. You know, in a lot of video games today, you can literally go out and slay a dragon or kill a terrorist. That totally plays into the male ego as a warrior, proving yourself as a warrior, proving yourself as a man. These are the rite of passage rituals that the culture at large provides to our boys. But what we argue is that it's really a father's responsibility to tell his son that he no longer sees him as a boy, but in his eyes, he's a man now. It's a father's responsibility to affirm a boy's identity as a man. And that if every dad did that in this country and this world would be a much better place, because boys wouldn't feel the need to prove their manhood to themselves.
Yeah, amen, amen. And you know, another reason, you know, that's probably one reason why there's so many problems in the cities and urban areas. You know, they go and join gangs to show that they're their own man type thing. You know, yeah, amen, amen. Walk us through the weekend. I mean, what does the weekend look like as far as activities and teachings and things like that?
So the weekend is made up of 7 different rituals. And when we look at other examples of rites of passage, whether it's a college graduation ceremony or even a wedding ceremony, right? A wedding is a rite of passage in itself. Your single life is ending and your married life is beginning. And that's why you have a wedding. When we look at these other examples of rites of passages, there's always rituals that make up the ceremony. And that provides meaning and it provides context. So the rituals that my dad and my grandfather came up with when they were developing this weekend, there are 7 rituals, and I'll just list them by name to go through them real quick. The first one is an entrance ceremony. The second is a discussion of what it really means to be a man. The third is a scripture sharing exercise. The fourth is the giving of a family heirloom. The fifth is giving of letters to the boy. The sixth is a ribbon ceremony where each man in the group looks at his own positive and negative character traits. And then the last ceremony is the formal bestowing of the title of man. And that's the final culmination of the weekend, what it has all built up to, where the boy is, now that he's finished his weekend, he's told by the other men, you are no longer a boy, but you are officially a man. Congratulations. Mm. So those are kind of the seven formal rituals. After the weekend, there's also kind of a party that's thrown for the boy. I would say that's more of an informal ritual, but when we look at like the Jewish bar mitzvah, for example, they have a formal ceremony. And then once the boy has completed that, they go off and celebrate. So the thinking is, you know, now that he's been through the rite of passage weekend and he's officially considered to be a man, that's something that should be celebrated.
Amen. What kind of preparations are there for this weekend? I mean, are there certain things the boy has to demonstrate or accomplish before the weekend happens, you know, like a Boy Scout earning ribbons type of thing before he gets Eagle Scout?
So the weekend itself is actually a complete surprise to the boy. He has no idea it's coming. When I had my rite of passage weekend, my dad told me that we were going to go away on a camping trip, just me and him. And then on the way up, we stopped at a breakfast diner. And in the booth next to us was my grandfather and two of my uncles. And I remember just looking over at them like, what in the world are you guys doing here? You know, totally confused. And that's when they told me, you're not actually going on a one-on-one camping trip with your dad, but we've organized this rite of passage for you. And at the end of this weekend, you'll be considered to be a man in this family. And the thinking behind having it be a surprise for the boy is that, it makes the boy, for one, it makes the boy feel special, right? It makes him feel like, wow, my family did this for me. You know, it's not something that he has any preconceived notions about. And the second thing is that it keeps him on his toes. It makes him, you know, it reinforces the idea that in life, we can never become, it's important never to become too jaded, right? And think you always know what's coming next when, like, God could do something amazing in your life just around the corner, you know, and you have to keep your head up and have hope for the future that, you know, things are going to work out.
Amen. Amen. So do they ever just like walk in at 3:30 a.m. and say, let's go, you know, wake up, let's go. And, you know, there's no preparation. They kind of gloss it over into, hey, it's just you and me going away for a fishing trip or something.
No, that hasn't happened in our family. Not yet. None of us come from a military background like you, so I could totally see you doing that, but in our family, that's not how we ever
do it. That's probably how I would work it, too. So they don't take you out in the middle of the woods, drop you off, and say, go find a tail feather from an eagle and then come back. You know, nothing like that, then, huh?
No, nothing like that. I mean, my rite of passage did happen in the woods, in a cabin, and there is, you know, an element of fire and being outside. So, you know, I would say that being away, getting out of your hometown is an important part of the weekend. Taking the boy out of his comfort zone, doing something new, having a challenge, that's all good things to incorporate into the weekend. But we also think that it shouldn't be too overly physical or challenging. It should incorporate elements of sharing wisdom from one generation to the next. You know, one thing that men typically aren't good about is talking about what it means to be a good man, what it means to be a godly man, right? And so these rituals kind of help to translate intergenerational wisdom from one generation to the next. They're designed to make men talk about what it really means to be a man, so that boys are not left to just pick up what it means to be a man from the culture at large, from the internet, from their friends.
And with all these boys in your family, you know, I'm talking about your uncles and their sons and all this stuff, and knowing that this is a family tradition, is it held like on the 13th birthday or just sometime during the 13th year? And by this time, I mean, they're like, you know, I'm just thinking of this from my perspective, I'm 13. I know this is a tradition. They wrote a book about this stuff. I'm going to go get the book and start prepping. Is there anything like that going on?
Yeah. So in our family, my youngest cousin just had his rite of passage weekend in 2020. So that was really kind of the last rite of passage for that whole generation. You know, the next rite of passage weekend will be for my oldest daughter, who's only 4 years old now. So we have 9 years until the next one.
Okay.
And that's why we thought this is the perfect time to take our family story, to take all the stories that we've collected over the years and turn it into a resource that other families can benefit from too. You know,
Amen.
One thing that we've done actually on our website is we've provided email templates to your audience so that if a father wants to organize one of these weekends, he can just go to our website, copy these email templates and send them to the guys who he wants to invite. These emails explain what a rite of passage is, why you want to hold one for your son, and exactly what the weekend looks like. We realize as a family, you know, we have a lot of this information in email format going back and forth. If we just clean this up a bit, we can share it with your audience so that they can literally just copy and paste organizing one of these weekends. So we've tried to make it as easy as possible for other dads to organize one of these as well.
Amen. Amen. Hey, you mentioned that there's one of these for the daughters as well. Do the wives, you know, like you said, you know, you guys went out basically camping and got away from it. They take the daughters to a mall or what do they do?
The female version of the rite of passage weekend looks very similar to the male version. They always did it in a house, you know, an Airbnb rental. Outside of the girl's hometown. But as far as the rituals, the sharing exercises, those were all the same. The biggest difference I would say is that, you know, it's the women of the family who takes the girl away and has discussions about what it means to be a woman, what it means to be a godly woman. So I would say that's the biggest difference between the male version and the female version.
Amen. Amen. And what about when they grow up? I mean, you know, you come back from this awesome weekend and boys will be boys, you know, and they're going to mess up somewhere, somehow, sometime. And after all, they're still teenagers, right? But when they do mess up, how does the punishment change? I mean, like prior, there may have been, you know, a spanking or being grounded or something like that. You know, you do this, I'm going to revoke your manhood card, or you know, give me your man card, or you know, how's punishments work after this weekend when something goes wrong?
You're absolutely right. You know, after the weekend, the becoming a man, even though we argue, you know, it's very important for the boy to hear at some point in his life that, you know, I consider you to be a man, and that if a boy has that clear memory of that moment where he became a man, that has benefits to him in his masculine identity and how he sees himself. All that being said, becoming a man is also a process, right? Teenage boys are going to do dumb things, regardless of whether you have one of these weekends or not. I would argue the difference is how far they feel the need to push themselves. You know, you see teenage boys do things like jumping off 50-foot cliffs, you know, to prove their manhood to their friends who are down below watching them. I would say that having one of these weekends, it makes it so the boy doesn't feel that he needs to prove himself quite to the same degree. You know, maybe he's not jumping off 50-foot cliffs, maybe he's only jumping off 30-foot cliffs, right? Because his dad has told him, I see you as a man now, so you don't have to prove it to yourself or to your peers. As far as responsibilities after the weekend or punishments, I would say that having a rite of passage weekend, having a discussion with your boy already that I see you as a man now, it can help with those discussions about giving punishments or giving more responsibilities, more chores to the boy. I'll say in my own life, for example, like when it became my responsibility to take care of the yard, to mow the lawn, my dad, instead of saying something like, you have to do this because I'm your dad and I say so, that's really just a display of authority, right? No teenage boy is going to respond well to that. But my dad, instead, he said, because you're considered a man of this family now, you need to learn how to do these type of things, because one day you're going to have a family of your own. You're going to have a house of your own, and no one's going to mow your lawn for you then. So you need to learn how to do these things as a man, because it's going to help you in the future. So I would say that's kind of the small mental shift that can occur during one of these weekends is it's that relationship between father and son, right? That the father, yes, you will always be his dad, but at some point you also have to see him as that peer-to-peer relationship, that you're not just my boy, but you're also another man too, you know? And that's what teenage boys want. They want to be seen as a man in their family.
Amen. Amen. What kind of feedback have you received from readers of your book, you know, that they've instituted this type of weekend for their kids and families?
You know, it's funny, when we tell people about this rite of passage weekend, they always say two things. The first thing they say is, wow, that's so cool. I wish my dad had done something like that for me. And then the second thing they say is, I'm definitely going to do that for my son. And it was really that feedback, that positive feedback, people saying, wow, this is so incredible that we decided, you know, this is worth putting in the time and the energy to organize a book around this, to write a book around it, and share it as a resource for other families to help them as much as possible to organize one of these weekends. Mm-hmm. And I will say, you know, our family has developed these 7 different rituals that we participate in as a group for the weekend. What we've seen is other families taking away, adding to the weekend as they see fit, right? I've heard of some really cool things that other families have done. One guy was telling me how what he did was he had this exercise where the men, they actually set up like barbed wire and like bear traps and then outside, and then they blindfolded the boy, and the dad said, in this exercise, I'm going to lead you through this minefield, basically, you know, and the only thing that you have to keep you safe is my voice. You know, if you trust me, we can get through this. And I just thought that was such a beautiful physical representation of what your teenage years and what your 20 years are going to be like, right? Because this world is going to try to take you down. There are so many different traps that our boys can fall into. And really, it's a father, because he has that wisdom, because he's gone through it himself before, he can help that boy go through it if the boy can just realize, you know, I can trust my dad. He's someone who loves me unconditionally. He's someone who wants the best for me. So I thought that was a really cool ritual that other guys have added to the weekend.
Amen. That's awesome. Yeah, that's a good idea. That way they'll have that feeling that if I need guidance, I can always call dad.
You know, yeah.
He's not going to let me fall into a trap type thing. Amen. That's awesome. I love that. Steven, this sounds so interesting. I wish I'd have had something like this when I was growing up. You know, my rite of passage occurred 4 days after I graduated from high school, when I arrived at the basic training in U.S. Army. You know, after that, you know, the first, you know, graduation and then training and go home for your first return, and it's like 6 months that they've seen you. Both my grandfather and my father commented on how I had been changed, and, you know, they say, wow, you are a completely different person now. And I was, and, you know, praise God for that. But that was my rite of passage. Now, I had to prove to myself I could get through it. And when I did, I said, okay, now I'm a man, you know, I can carry on. But Steven, how can someone obtain a copy of your book, Milestone to Manhood? Is it on Amazon?
Sure. Yeah. So the book is on Amazon. Just type in Milestone to Manhood in the search bar, or you can purchase a copy on our website, which is milestonetomanhood.com.
Okay. And the workbook is available on both those as well?
Correct. Yeah. The workbook is on both those.
Okay. And if someone wanted to get in touch with you to ask questions or maybe do an interview like this, how can they do that? How can someone get in touch with you?
We have a contact page on our website. You can just reach out. You know, it's just my dad and I. My dad is the co-author of the book. We wrote it together. So if you send us a message on our website, you'll get one of us responding back to you.
Amen. Amen. I'll put links to all that in the show notes below. Folks, we can see the results of not having a way to show a young man that he's a man. It has huge ramifications in our society today. You can see it every single night on the evening news. Fighting, recreational drugs, excessive drinking, shootings. You know, the list just goes on and on. The sad reality is that young men engage in risky behavior simply to prove to themselves and others that they are a man. But does it have to be that way? Is there anything that can be done? Absolutely. And Stephen Arms has put together the perfect resource for you to start a tradition that can now be passed down to your sons, your grandsons, then your great-grandsons, and keep it going for a while. I mean, you could be the starting point. Think about this. You could be the starting point of a tradition that could span generations if the Lord tarries. Amen. Think about the blessing there'll be to you and to the generations that follow after you. Pastors, you need to put together a program like this for the men in your church that might would like to focus on something like this. Praise God. Imagine the number of men and their sons that would want to participate in a program like this in your community. Amen. I mean, the ideas are boundless. Drop down to the show notes, contact Stephen Arms, use the link there to order your own copy of this great book, Milestone to Manhood. Order both, the book and the workbook. Praise God. Order a couple copies. Pass them out to the other men in your family. Start to plan now for what could be a great tradition to be carried on for generations. Amen. Stephen, thank you for taking the time to come on the program today and sharing all about this great book and all that it means to take boys from youth to manhood. Praise God for what you put together, man. This is awesome. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Bob. Thanks for having me on your show. It's really been an honor.
Folks, that's all the time we have for today. For Stephen Arms, myself, as Pastor Bob, reminding you to be blessed in all that you do.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast. Please subscribe to our podcast so you can be notified when another episode is published. With over 800 interviews and 1,000 published episodes, Pastor Bob is known as a podcasting expert for helping others to create their own podcast to share their messages with the world. Please visit our website at www.podcastersforchrist.com. That web address again is www.podcastersforchrist.com for more information. Until next time, be blessed in all that you do.
Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this, your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on faith-based podcasts. Share your unique insights and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.